everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:45, it is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, flying solo, kind of. Because my co-host, Robot Hunter, is here as well.
What's up, you ass?
Nothing much, Robot Hunter. Are you doing all right?
Yes.
All right, good to know. That seemed very, I don't know, dry and monotone. Is everything all right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's the first one I clicked.
That is not correct, Brock.
What's not correct?
Yeah, right, dude.
All right, this isn't going well. Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. Don't worry, I'll scold Robot Hunter afterwards. If you're looking for a great career with a company that wants to grow with you, check out special-lite.com right here in Southwest Michigan. They got great starting pay, awesome benefits, dental, medical, even for families, great prices for their employees, and just room to grow. Check them out. Special-lite.com. Get started on that new career with a great company right here, Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what's a phrase you can't stand? All right, maybe you hear it all the time. Maybe it's something that you see written on walls all over the place, motivational things, just stupid phrase. What's a phrase you can't stand? Now, I don't know if, I guess mine is technically a phrase. It's a short phrase, but I don't know why it's been so big. I don't know where it started, but it's everywhere. Tom Brady does it. My nephews, I've heard do it, and it's, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. I don't know why it drives me nuts, and usually it's like a fist pump, let's go, a couple claps, let's go, let's go, let's go. Like, it happens everywhere, and it drives me up the wall. Think of anything else to say. Now, you say, all right, let's go, team. And then move on to something else. But this, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah, let's go straight to hell where you belong, all right? How about that? I don't know, it just drives me nuts. And he says it, Brady even says it in that new commercial, the new one that he's in, right, for the car rental place, where it's like he's driving, and he's like, let's go, let's go. You know what, Brady? You son of a bitch. I don't care that you're Tom Brady. It's annoying. So that for me, that is a phrase that I absolutely cannot stand. Please find something different than let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go to Facebook. We got some great answers on Facebook. What's a phrase you can't stand? Richard had a good one. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. Say something other than what am I supposed to do? Huh? What do you want me to do? I don't know. If I knew that, I'd tell you what to do. What am I supposed to do? I don't know. We can't figure it out. No one can. That's a good answer, Richard. Jason said the phrase you can't stand is, ugh, as if. Even when it's done by Sharon Clueless? Come on now. It works for her. Brad had a good one. There you go. I don't know if that, but that's kind of along the lines of let's go. Not bad. Let's see. Brandon. You know what, Brandon? You're a real son of a bitch sometimes. Brandon's answer with the phrase, you can't stand, the best of the Plan B Morning Show. All right, you get what you get. I know that phrase probably doesn't bring joy to many, but the best of the Plan B Morning Show isn't that bad. It's pretty bad. All right, that's a good answer. And Brian kind of had the same thing, the Plan B Morning Show. We got a bunch of comedians on here. I didn't know it was stand up at the Apollo here on our comment section. Brian had, let's go. Yes. See, Brian gets it. It's just, I'm over it. I'm not saying it was bad when it started. You can't use it from time to time, but it's become such a crutch. Such a crutch that let's go. Oh, Brian just said, or Brandon just sent me a bunch of laughing emojis. Think you're pretty funny, huh, Brandon? Funny guy. Funny guy with your comments over there. Chad had a good one. You know what? I'm glad Chad brought this up. A phrase he can't stand is living the dream. I am guilty of saying that, but I've been trying not to. Because it's easy when people say you run into someone, oh, hey, how you been, man? I just living the dream. living the dream. We need to try harder as a society. Maybe we'll do better. Maybe we'll advance more. If we think of something different than, living the dream. Living the dream. And then someone will usually respond, that's all you can do, right? That's it. That's a good one. Chad and I and everyone out there, I'm gonna work on me because I'm guilty of it. I'll say that too. I'm going to try and think of something wittier or just better than, how you doing? I'm living the dream, man. That's all you can do, right? That's it. That's right. Okay. Can't complain. If you did, no one would listen anyway. Am I right? Those all need to go. Those are all phrases and responses that need to go. Good answer, Chad. Good answer, Chad. Brad had a good one. A phrase he can't stand. Everything happens for a reason. Duh. Hey, everything happens for a reason. Okay. Well, that reason sucks. All right. That's not making me feel better in the situation I'm in. Everything happens for a reason. Give me the reason. Give me the reason. I don't know. It's living the dream. Son of Sam had a good one. And luckily, this one has died off. YOLO. Do you guys remember that crazy time in our society where YOLO was everywhere? Everyone was saying the phrase, you only live once. And don't get me wrong. Like, I get it, all right? You want to live your best life because you do only live once. But people yelling YOLO and then doing something stupid, I don't know. I'm glad that died off. It was real, real big among the Utes out there, that YOLO. You only live once. Ben said a phrase he hates, can't stand, good morning. Don't want to hear it. How dare you say good morning to me? Jacob's answer was, hey, big guy. Hey, big guy. Hey, how you doing? Hey, big guy. Jacob, if I ever see you again, I'm saying, hey, big guy. Marcus said the phrase he can't stand, go pack, go. Go pack, go. Suck it, Marcus. That one was for you. Let's see what else we got. Leroy said a phrase he can't stand. Sorry about that. Not really me. Hey, sorry about that. Sorry about that. I don't know. I guess that one doesn't bother me too much. I mean, if they don't mean it, I don't know. Did they say it? I'm trying to think of a situation. I've done that before, like driving. You know, cut someone off. Hey, sorry about that. I don't mean it. Rebecca's a phrase that she can't stand. It is what it is. That kind of goes along with everything happens for a reason. It is what it is. It is what it is. Well, what it is isn't that great. So can we change what it is? Does it have to be that way? Just by you saying, it is what it is, doesn't mean that it being what it is good, right? Yeah, that's true. It's kind of like a catch-all for like, it sucks. So it is what it is. What are you going to do about it? Am I right? What can you do? Just living the dream, man. Just living the dream. What else can you do? It is what it is. Ooh, we got a lot in that one sentence. That one sentence wasn't fun. All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.